this wouldn't work without it. We need that money from the start to get this going and to move it on forward. Is that correct?
Well, I'm not sure that it wouldn't work. It works better this way.
Works better, yeah.
Our goal is always to close out a TID quick. With that $30 million in here, we're talking 21 years. Without it, at least 27, and it doesn't qualify for a 27-year TID, does it, Don?
No, this would not be. You could not do a 27-year TID in this area.
So what?
It wouldn't work.
Mr. Mayor?
It wouldn't work.
Okay, thank you.
Right. That's back of a napkin.
I get it. Okay, thank you.
Anyone else?
No.
Alderman Nelson.
Well, just so we're a little more clarity, so we've got 22% if all the housing goes in as planned, right?
It's the area. It's the area is 22.
Are we going on the other side of 36?
No,
we're not going on the other side of 36.
All right, so then we're at 22%, but we could be legally up to 35%. That's it.
Make them all geared up.
There is a motion here. Do you want to make it wait, or do you want to move on? Let's try it, okay? Is there a motion to adopt the enclosed resolution creating a district and declaring that the boundaries of district shall be named Tax Incremental District Number 6, City of Franklin, as specified in Exhibit A of the resolution?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion of the motion? Seeing none, all those. Well, let's do a roll call, Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Motion carries, 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This, like the last two we've done, is a big deal. So thank you. Next item is Franklin Civic Celebrations Report, plus request to authorize spending. Oliver Taylor.
I would say we need a motion to accept and I guess receive on file, right? Place, receive and place on file, and then also to execute contracts for 2019.
Is there a second?
Second.
There's 2 seconds. Any discussion?
I just want to thank John, who's the chairman of the committee, John Berner, chairman of the committee, does an outstanding job, absolutely, and all of the, those that volunteered. You can see that, you know, it was a really like a 2.5-day deal, and we were not in the red. So very good.
Even through rain?
Even through some not the greatest weather at times.
Yeah. Mayor?
Alderman Dandrea?
If Alderman Taylor's done. I just had a question regarding, was 17 and 18 the same number of days?
No.
No? Where were 4 days compared to 3 days, or?
17 was 4.
Okay.
And 18 was actually 2.5.
2.5 because of the weather?
Yeah. Well, because of the time, because it was in the middle. 4th was on a Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Okay. So that, I mean, just for the listening audience, and if they ever pull up these numbers, they see that there's a $36,000 difference in the total income numbers. So, okay.
I know there are a bunch of experts out there, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Yes, there are.
You can see, you know, food sales took a beating because of the heat.
Yes.
And the carnival was run half as much as it normally runs. But ticket sales, which is beer, was very good.
You know. At the same token, you can say, yes, there was less in income, but there was less in expenses as well. And you still netted $4,000 at the end of the day.
Oh, no. Correct. Yes.
Okay, wait. Let's all re-agree that you're going to ask for permission to speak from the chair. I don't mind us being loosey-goosey in closed session talking.
No, my question, I mean, I just...
We have the floor open.
I just need a clarification in regards to the number of days, because there was a significant difference on both sides of the income and the expense side. But, I'm not going to remember that it was 4 days 1 year and 2.5 days another year. So, but thank you, John.
Okay.
And thank you for all your hard work that you put into
appreciate
the event
it
as well.
Thank you.
John, I've told you a couple times, and I'll tell you again, the fact that you give up so much personal time on a holiday, you and your entire crew and all the volunteers, is tremendous. I don't know how you do it. You must do it out of your love for the city, and I appreciate you doing that. So you do a hell of a job.
Yeah. Thank you.
And
yeah,
what's more important to me is item 2 on the budget.
Okay. Oh, fireworks?
How many nights, John?
Yeah, got 2 nights in there.
Woohoo! Nobody that is, get in our neighborhood, Mark.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's night of the 4th, of course, and then And this is going to be four nights again. And the night of the last night, Saturday night, then we would like to, you know, because in the past when it had been these four-day periods, Friday and Saturday kind of taper off because we're competing against Summerfest. And but we got the tents up. The tents cost you the same thing if you have them up for 2 days versus 4 days. So,
I only wanted to note for the audio tape that when Alderman Taylor summarized the motion, he just said in motion to execute contracts, but for the tape, the motion is shown on the council action sheet is to delegate the authority to John Bergner, as chairman, to execute the contracts.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G4 is an ordinance to amend 15-30434 of the Unified Development District. Is there a motion to table this?
So moved.
Second.
This is tabled to the next kind of table to the call of the plan commission, planning director. Right.
Okay.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Is the applicant here?
No. No.
He must be requesting it, right? Or
yes.
Yeah, so that's why we're doing it.
All those in favor of the table to the call of the planning manager signify by saying
aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G5, police department job descriptions, create a recruit officer position, rename the inspector of police, and modify emergency service dispatcher clerk. Discussion, Alderman Dandrea, and then Alderman Liberta.
During personnel yesterday, we needed a clarification on item 1, which would be the recommendation of the Common Council to approve. It's not necessarily to approve the creation of a position of assistant chief. We believe that that's going to create confusion, that it's actually a renaming. And so there's a sheet here that we need to incorporate.
We need three motions.
Yeah, so.
I don't have that one.
Only the mayor, clerk, and Alderman Dandrea have that restated motion for the first of the.
Okay,
I'll withdraw my motion and let Alderman Dandrea just take over.
So then the first motion would be a motion to approve renaming the job description for the inspector of police to assistant police chief and updating the content as provided.
So second.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Alderman Dandrea.
Then it is recommended that the Common Council approve the creation of the position of recruit officer.
Second.
Second.
Question.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Is that in addition to the three on referendum, is that another position? Is that a fourth position?
It's restructured, but yes. It's a vacant police officer position reclassified, right?
It's not an additional
person. No, it's creating a position or a.
It's not a new FTE.
Pardon me?
It's not a new FTE.
Right.
No. No, it's only going to be filled when there's an existing police officer vacancy.
Okay.
So it's not another position added. It's just another.
Because it says creation. And
right.
It's creating the job description, which was not yet ever approved. So we don't have a position with that title.
Thank you.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Alderman Dandrea.
It is recommended the Common Council approve changes to the job description for emergency services dispatch clerk.
Second.
Bless you. Leave. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify.
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G6 is approval of a letter of understanding between the City of Franklin and Franklin Police Officers Association regarding pay and working conditions for officers attending a training academy incorporated as
an
attachment 2018-20 contract. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G7 is a matter for. Your notice. Alderman Wilhelm.
I just have a question on page 100, item 7, employee retention. It says, in order to help retain our highly competitive existing staff, existing staff, the mayor has therefore recently used the authority established for him in the compensation plan and the existing appropriations available for limited advancement of field inspectors' wages to or closer to the market rate. What does that mean?
It means I have authority to give them a limited up to 5% raises without coming to the council, and I did short of that in terms of percentage.
And how is that? I mean, how do you have that authority? I guess, Your Honor, just a question. I mean, where is that?
Mark knows it, Chip.
The ordinance that the Common Council adopted for the pay plan in November of 2015 has that specific language that gives limited authority for no more than 5% increase cumulative over the course of a year for any one individual that he can award a merit increase, provided there are appropriations available within the budget.
For any employee or certain categories or what?
It isn't limited in the ordinance.
Oh.
You know, I can honestly tell you that I don't remember that at all.
I don't either.
Yeah. Given that
I can honestly tell you, if we go back to when that was acted upon, that was not discussed at all. Not that I have an issue in this category. I mean, this is way overdue, Your Honor. I mean, inspection has been a problem for years. Okay, why when we were bringing someone back on a temporary basis, I was voting no. Okay, I mean, you know, so I think it was well overdue, and this is very positive. And I don't have an issue, but I do not recall that. And I'm just going to leave it at that for now.
Any other comments on the eight actions? Okay. I will tell you that Mark and Scott and Steve have done a great job in making that department something we can be very proud of. And the attitude now is they're helping people rather than not. So it's, since Scott arrived, I'm really pleased with their performance. Alderman Nelson.
And I agree, too, that change has to come because with the amount of building that's going to be going on next year, too, it's time.
Is there a motion received and placed on file?
There's a no action necessary.
Okay. Move on to G8, approval of the job description for permit technician. Speaking of that,
so moved.
Alderman Wilhelm.
It says the salary is G6. That's equal to what?
What is G6?
Grade 6.
Well, I know what grade 6 is.
They were asking.
What is salary grade 6?
I did not bring the salary table with me. It equates to our residential inspector. It's one below a current assistant building inspector and one above the permit or the permit clerk that we have. So it slots right in between them, consistent with the residential inspector. But I apologize, I didn't bring the actual
we don't
dollar
know.
Amount.
And is this the position that the 5% got applied to? That was
no.
In the
previous
one?
No.
Okay. But we don't know what the pay scale is
we'll
for
get
that?
I just didn't bring the number.
Nice. It's always nice to have the money before I vote, to understand that. I really appreciate if we could have more figures when we're making
votes. Table the item and I can get it before you reach the
end. I don't want to hold it up. I just want to make sure that you know that when you put something in there that we should have those figures. It's sort of like the whole thing with the remodeling issue. And then it also says on page 105 that they are going to testify in court. Is a G6 going to be experienced at the level to testify in court?
If called to, in most of those cases, it's something where the department head goes. But since this position will be one that may help with enforcement issues so that more experienced inspectors can do site inspections, then they may be called to.
So the answer is yes. Okay, yes. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, again, let's all agree you'll ask for the floor from the chair before you start speaking. Let's all agree to that. Okay. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor, say
aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. G9 is consideration of transition steps for migration to the WRS for eligible employees.
This item was before Personnel Committee last night, and there is a memo at your place that indicates that the personnel committee did recommend approval of the motion as listed on your council action sheet. This then takes the steps that where Common Council has twice told us to move forward with that process and sets forth how individual employees would be dealt with as we move forward into the transition. Personnel spent quite a bit of time on the issue. The primary places where it makes a difference is the transition of the defined benefit employees we have. And a lot of the discussion was on item number one on the listing on page 110, where we try to make sure essentially in a sort of a summary of what's here is it tries to hold individuals harmless for their pension benefit by making the transition to WRS. It does basically set up that for people who are close to retirement, within 5 years of the retirement stated in their plan, which is about age 62 for them, it gives them 8 years where they could stay in their current defined benefit plan or in the defined contribution plan before they would no longer be eligible. So it sort of forces their hand, if they plan on being employees here for more than 8 years, to select to voluntarily move to WRS. But it would essentially force their hands. If this is approved, then at your next meeting, we would bring in the actual resolution required by the state, and while at the same time working with the city's pension or labor attorney, Matt Flannery from Bulow Vetter, to prepare the necessary changes to modify our existing plans to incorporate these factors. The only other thing that I'll point out, if there aren't any questions on how this wording is set out, is that the memo at your position identifies and clarifies that in the previous item that you addressed, I think at the September 8th meeting where you told us to go forward, we identified that as we transition out of it, out of the defined pension, defined benefit plan that we already have, which is the DPW sewer and water and custodial plan, there may be some costs that creep forward and become more realized. Doesn't change the cost, but it becomes costs that we have realized. We'll realize more sooner in the budget than maybe 30 years from now when somebody retires. And that we should anticipate those costs. It doesn't increase them. It just makes them be realized sooner. Paul and I spent well over an hour talking with an actuary for principal, and we have identified that the manner in which they spread out the costs for future year salary increases will cause some of those to roll even into the first year 2019. He wasn't able to give us a firm number on it and seemed unsure as to exactly what it would be, but what was mentioned, that September number would occur as early as the first year, that there would be some added costs for that would relate to item one in specific. But again, it's not an added cost. It's just realizing a cost that we've already committed to in our current pension plan. But I thought I should point that out.
Some added cost, then you said there's no added cost. And so I'm going to look at some of the wording that's in here. We're identifying strategies for this. The changes do not have to be approved in final form prior to adoption. And it says this document is still under review by the labor benefits attorney. And then it's not likely inclusive of every detail and some related items and consequences of action. So on the next page I turn, it says this is a working document and may not be inclusive of each detailed step required. I'm not liking the new direction of incomplete information and asking for votes. It's not sitting well with me. And you throw out realizing more costs and anticipating more costs and added costs, and there's no cost in here, and I'm not getting what this could cost the city, the employees. I'm not getting that information when I read this, and I'm uncomfortable with that.
Okay, so let me clarify that. So The reason that the cautionary words are here, because this is trying to identify the strategies that we're telling you how we're recommending to make that move, and this sets those strategies. Now, the labor attorney is going to look at our plan document, the 40-page document, says, okay, which sections do I need to change to bring this into the document so it happens the way you've talked about? So that's why this isn't the final wording, because the labor attorney may have to change four sections in the plan document to incorporate what is number one that lets their salary, the salary base for the award of each service year match what it would now, even if they moved to WS. So that's why those, that's why I caution that this isn't the precise language that will be incorporated in the plan. We haven't got to that step. We're saying, how do we move forward to do it? And if you agree with that, then we'll write that precise language and bring that back and say, now that you want to move to WS, here's how you actually change the plan. We just have to do that prior to the end of the year. The labor attorney's waiting for me to call him tomorrow to tell him if we're moving forward with laying out how these strategies are actually worded in the plan document. So relative to costs, that what I pointed out in the September memo and just tried to explain is that when we've made pension obligations for years of service people already have, we've committed to a cost. When you change someone's pension plan, you can do it going forward, but you don't do it retroactively to years of credit they already have. You know, and so, so when I talk about costs in that prior memo in September, I indicated that some of these future costs, when you have a plan where somebody's not retiring for 20 years, costs that you've already sort of committed to and impacts of that cost may be spread out over those 30 years. And what we said is some of these things, some of those costs that are already cost obligations of the city could be accelerated as fewer people are in the plan and making annual contributions to the plan. And it's not really possible to estimate exactly how that flow of commitments we already have will occur, because we don't know precisely which people will pick WRS have that as an option under these strategies. We don't know who will continue to work here. We don't know who will end up retiring and passing away 2 days after the retire versus 25 years after retire.